So I'm here with Lucas Duguid, Octopus Red. We are at the Linden Park Mall food court, and what are we doing here, Lucas?
Well, we're winding down on the installation of the Zero Waste Initiative that we're doing in the food court. The long and short of it is they're implementing an organic waste recycling system. It's only the second of its kind in Canada, first of its kind in Ontario, where they're able to recover 90% of all the organic waste that is produced by the food court, 700 kilograms per week, 90% of which now will not go to a landfill, will be composted. As I say, first of its kind in Ontario, and it's a fantastic example of a local idea that was a concept developed here, talent and resources, all Brantford, all local, and awesome example of us leading as opposed to us waiting for somebody else to do it and maybe getting around to it 3 or 4 years later. We're actually ahead of the curve on this concept.
So we already have the greenest theater in North America, and now we're going to have one of the greenest, if not the greenest, food court in a mall. Now, can you tell me how this local initiative got together? You know, how did it start?
Well, I was actually, I was approached by the mall. We were working on another project with them, and they had said that they were going to be converting their waste disposal methods to a three-stream. So you have your organics, your non-organics, and your recyclables. We were originally going to put skins on the bin faces, and we just took it from there. And it was we wanted to turn the food court into more than just you know, a spot for you to eat or to meet with people, but to turn into an information center that would help educate people on organic recycling if they're not familiar with composting.
So can you describe for the people who are listening at home or on their computers or their iPods or wherever they're listening, can you describe what the differences are now in the food court? And I know they should come down, and they definitely will, but give them a little taste, a little theater of the mind of what it looks like here now.
Well, beyond look and feel, I mean, on each table there is we discuss the abstract of it, where did you know, and then several key facts of you know, the napkin that you have just used is organic and can be recycled. The top of your tray came with a piece of paper, and that is also organic and can be recycled. The staff here as well is now they're working with the people, and it's almost wayfinding, showing people, here's the new process, here's how you do it. So there is a bit of walk-up training for the regular customers, and we've actually noticed right away that we're seeing customers train other customers in how the new way of things is going to be. So you're already seeing a change in perspective on how people move about in disposing of their waste.
So, you know, it's a great project. You're looking at taking people from the business community and people from the artistic community, and somebody like you who actually is both. You're, you know, the owner-operator of Octopus Red and the designer. But when people are looking at these sort of initiatives, how are you promoting them so that people know, hey, this stuff is going on here locally?
I mean, traditionally, we would have relied on the traditional means by print media, by television, by radio. But now, in 2010, implementing social networking, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, being able to reach thousands of people with a very simple message in a very quick and low-cost method. We have social networking provides us a captive audience of people who spend a great deal of time on their Facebook. So if we can provide them up to the minute local news about what matters, I mean, we can get amazing coverage, and we can also get participation from people as well. Immediate feedback from people who may not be in the area, but I know right away for this initiative, we had feedback within minutes from Peterborough. Several people had tons of questions about, you know, how did this get started? What can we do to mimic something like this in our city? You know, we'd like to come down and see it. So, I mean, right away, doing something like this in 2010 is easier than maybe it would have been in, say, a 1990 or a 1980, where it would have been a slower, more traditional word of mouth and print.
So it looks great. I see people are already kind of walking in. All the mall walkers are looking, and their eyes are opening wide. Now, if people want to know where they can do something like this or where they can find out more information about you, where should they look?
Well, right away, right now, we can go. They can certainly go to my website, octopusred.com, and check out the blog section, specifically Linden Park Mall. And from there, they can also go to lindenparkmall.com as well. Contact the Linden Park Mall and ask any questions that you might have.
Thanks, Lucas.